So this is called commonly the Zikrula. Can you hear me? Good.
Yes.
This is for the... and you can come closer if you want. There were one of the dervishes at the time that when Sheikh Musafer brought the tradition here, she wrote a song for him called Come As Close As You Can to the Sheikh of Islam, Karima. And every dervish community, every dervish lineage, Sufi lineage, has zikrullah in this form as a ceremony, as a special happening, and where dervishes gather one night a week to either recite certain forms of praise, and this is ours. This was to, you know, kind of our inheritance of this particular Sufi order. And it shares many things in common with other Sufi orders, but it's also unique. And it's said to represent the praises of all the cosmos, so it's a cosmic zikr. And it also represents the journey of the soul from pre-eternity through the heavens into the earthly realm, and then the return back to heaven and beyond heaven, to ultimate nearness with God. And we start with praises to the Prophet. And when we mention the Prophet, it's not in an exclusive sense. It's in a loving, very love. There's a great love, just as every sacred path has great love for its kind of founder, its central person, but also universally, as the qualities shared by all the prophets and the mothers of the faithful, and by every human being. The name Muhammad, peace be upon him, means praise. It means the one highly praised. And this is the real nature of humanity. Humanity is the one highly praised by God. And part of the path of awareness, of opening our consciousness, is to recognize the exalted state of the human being. And when we recognize that, inshallah, we will also act accordingly. So we begin usually with a moment of inwardness, of silence, and going into the heart, where is the seat of divine light, the throne, it's said. So let's offer that and not allow all the noises, everything happening, just to unfold. We don't have to edit anything or be disturbed by anything. Everything is part of God's great manifestation.